My family and I watched Charlie Brown's Christmas last night, and believe it or not, it is actually the first time that I have seen that movie. For those of you who are not uncultured Philistines like myself, you know well that Charlie Brown's Christmas and what it is about. Charlie just isn't feeling that Christmas spirit, joy and cheer and a certain benevolence towards all mankind. Instead, the lights, the songs, and the festivities only highlight the fact that he isn't really very happy at all. And thus, he sets out to discover the true meaning of Christmas, just as many generations of cartoon characters would do in generations to come. Which brings us to the question, what is the true meaning of Christmas? We know it isn't the lights, the cookies, the presents, although I do dislike it when pastors rail against these things, first because I think they're fun. They bring a certain feel to the season, which I really do think upholds the true meaning of Christmas. And second, I really don't think that many of you are under the delusion that the meaning of Christmas is the various ornaments of the season. Watch any Christmas special, and they will always point you to something beyond those things, to something deeper, whether it be friends and family, the spirit of giving, or some such thing. But neither are these things the meaning of Christmas. Christmas is not about some abstract feeling of charity and goodwill toward men, nor love in an abstract sense. In fact, it is not about a feeling at all. The children of Zion are gathered here this night to tell you what Christmas is about. The reason for the season, that from heaven above, Christ our Lord has come to be born a man. That love was not an abstract feeling, but an incarnate person. And that he did not keep a tally of all those wrongs that we've committed against him. He did not come as a judge, but to bring us the forgiveness of sins and reconciliation with God through his life and through his death. And the joy, the goodwill, and the benevolence that we feel in this season stems from that foundational act of love, that God became man for us and for our salvation. And so sit back and enjoy the presentation tonight as the children proclaim that message to us. The ushers may come forward to receive the offering.